Joining us right now is Steve Moore. He's with the Heritage Foundation and an economist. Steve, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Hi, Mary. Hi, Brian. I'm doing well. Thanks.
So we've saw what a President Trump can do for the stock market, right? Hey, everything was great. We're all riding high. And we also saw what President Trump can do to the stock market yesterday when things aren't going so well. Stock market lost, what, a little bit more than 1% of value yesterday, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a couple of really bad days. I mean, the stock market has become very jittery, no question about it. Big losses in the last couple of days. And there's no question what is causing this. It's basically, that Trump has been off message now for 2 weeks. It's been a lousy 2 weeks for Trump. And what's happening here is that investors, businessmen and women, workers are getting very nervous about what's going to happen with this tax cut. We've got to get this tax cut done this year. It's been another lost 2 weeks. And when I talk to investors, they're saying, you know, they're calling me every hour saying, what's happening with the tax cut? Are we going to get it? It's tough to get this done when he's distracted by Russia, Comey, all of these other stories. So he's got to get back on message.
So I blame the Democrats, not Trump, on this one. what about the appointment of the special counsel? Do you think that will calm things down?
Could be. We'll see what happens today. By the way, when you say, you know, you blame the Democrats, I mean, really, the blame here, I think, is really the media. You know, the media has been hyper-obsessed with the story that most Americans care a little bit about, but not a whole lot about. I mean, this has always been about jobs and the economy. That's why Trump won the election. And yet, you know, it's interesting. I'm an economic analyst for CNN. You know how many times I've been on CNN the last 12 days? Once. And by the way, we've had incredibly good news with the economy over the last 12 or 14 days. I mean, we had a record housing sales,
right?
That increase in manufacturing, that increase in production, construction. We've had really good news on factory orders. So, have you heard about that in the media?
No, you haven't. And that means that the underpinning of this economy are improving and things are looking better. And so here's what I'm wondering. I mean, to pick up on Mary's point, given the fact that we now have a special counsel, we were just talking to Joe DeGeneva. He thinks this is a good thing because it takes it off the topic one in this town, and he's going to go off in his little corner and work on this, and there's not going to be a lot of news about it, and the Republicans will say, well, you know, it's being investigated, and the Democrats say, well, I can't really talk about it because it's being investigated, and that means that we can get back to things like taxes and reform of health care. I think the market comes roaring back today.
Well, you might be right, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that the media will relent here. I wonder about it. And by the way, yesterday was the first day I was on CNN, for 2 weeks, because they wanted to talk about the stock market issue. And while we were on, Senator Chuck Schumer was giving his speech. And, I mean, his speech on the Senate floor was, now is the time for every Republican to rise above partisanship and to do what's right for the country. I'm like, this is the most partisan minority leader in the history. I mean, and they didn't even get the joke. Someone like Schumer would talk about, let's rise above politics, partisanship.
Yeah, but that is a howler. You're right.
Yeah, it really is. And they didn't even kind of get the joke. But look, I hope you're right. And I'm going to make a prediction on your show. Because, as you know, Larry Kudlow and I know Larry's a regular on your show, he and I helped write the Trump plan on the campaign. I still think there's a high odds that we're going to get this tax cut through, and I think it's going to have an incredibly positive effect on the economy. There was another story in the Wall Street Journal, I think it was either yesterday or the day before, front page story. I don't know if you saw it, Brian. The economy cannot get back to 3% growth. It's impossible. You know, I'm like, what? 3% growth? The economy, the average growth rate for the U.S. economy from like 1900 through the year 2000, the last century, was 3.5% growth. You're telling me we can't get the 3% growth? And they're saying, oh, Trump is overestimating growth in his budget. And then I look back, you'll love this, Brian, I look back at the Obama budgets. Obama predicted 4% growth every year, and he never even got 3. So, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, I think part of the problem is we talk about this and we laugh about this, but the average Joe doesn't know about percentage of growth and that kind of thing. All they know is what they see on their paycheck, and they look at the gross and the net.
Of course.
And that's all they see. And that's why your point of tax reform being so important, because that is going to affect what the average guy out there sees in his paycheck.
I don't think there's any question about it, you know, and I'll make a prediction to you, too. A year and a half from now, and especially 3 years from now, when Donald Trump is up for re-election, do you think people are going to be talking about this Russia story or Comey or anything like that? No, it's all going to be, did Donald Trump deliver on the economy? Did he get jobs back? Did he get wages up? Did he get the economic growth rate up? I'll tell you a great story that's also not being covered by the media, Mary, which is that I just wrote a column on this. Since the election, the U.S. economy has created 46,000 new mining jobs. Now, under Obama, because he hated the coal miners and so on, we lost 125,000 coal mining jobs. We regained a third of them in 6 months under Trump. Have you read about that?
No, that's impressive.
Well, listen, by the way, everybody said, oh, Trump can never bring back the coal mining jobs. He's lying to the coal miners saying the jobs are coming back. He's already created a third of all the ones that were lost.
Yeah, there is good news to be found out there. You're absolutely right, and being underreported. Steve Moore with the Heritage Foundation, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for joining us.